minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis. It's, of course, the 3rd of Shawwal, 1443. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, any questions you have, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad this early Thursday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا أَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, Thursday, is the 3rd of Shawwal 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 79 and 80. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs us, وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ, that the Pharaoh, he the ten-pot dictator, who claimed divinity in the form of humanity, he led his nation and his people astray. What lesson do we learn from there? Always watch out, who are we following? Are they people of truth, or are they leading the nations astray? Therefore, Ibn Sirin, Muhammad Ibn Sirin, the great successor, he was the person who met so many companions and students and Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved students and companions. He used to say, as enshrined and mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, "Unzuru amman ta'khuduna dinakum." Be careful, watch out from who you are imbibing, acquiring your deen, because if the teacher, the leader, is astray, he will lead you astray. If he is on the right path, then he will lead you on the right path. That's a great lesson for us to learn. وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَىٰ, and he himself was not guided. He himself was not on the right path. It was his pride, his arrogance that got the better of him. Just like Iblis, just like Lucifer, the big Satan, the big Shaitan, أَبَىٰ وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He defied the command of Almighty Allah. His pride and arrogance got the better of him. Hence, he refused to bow down and prostrate to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, to Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. Now, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala had rescued and delivered the 600,000 Israelites, drowned the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades. So, Almighty Allah is addressing them now. Ya Bani Israel, O you the children of Israel. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's right on top. Abraham, peace be upon him. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wama kana min al-mushrikeen. He, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian, nor was he a polytheist and idol worshipper. So what was he? Hanifam Muslima, one who turned away from all the false ideologies. He was a Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah. Then his son, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Isaac, peace be upon him. Then his son, Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Israel, is the laqab, the title of him, that is Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. So the progeny of Jacob, the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. Ya Bani Israel, qad anjaynakum min aduwikum. Indeed, qad, when it precedes a verb in the past tense, then it is for definitely, certainly, positively, we rescued you, we saved you, we delivered you. Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun, the plural we, stamping his authority and majesty, sovereignty. Only we can save you, no one else. And wherever Almighty Allah uses the plural, it is a symbol and sign of respect and reverence. Indeed, we saved you from your enemy, the Pharaoh, and his comrades and cronies. وَوَعَدْنَاكُمْ جَانِبَ التُّورِ الْأَيْمَنَا. And we promised you that the blessed side of the Mount Sinai, so Ayman means the right hand side, so that is where the side where the special barakah, the blessed rahmah, the special mercy of Almighty Allah descends. So you will go there. And remember, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. Now what had happened was that all this was happening in Egypt. The exodus took place, and now remember that the people were leaving Egypt. They supposed to come to Palestine, enter Jerusalem. But they told Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, that you know what? We're not going to enter. Inna fiha qawman jabbarin. In Palestine, in Al-Quds al-Sharif, in Jerusalem, there are people who are very, very powerful people, and we can't enter there. When they leave, then we will enter. And if you want to enter, look at the pride, the arrogance and ignorance of these people. That they even challenged Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, Prophet Aaron, peace be upon him, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and said, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قائدون. You Musa alayhi salam, you go and you tell your Allah to go and fight there. We sitting here, we are spectators and observers. Can you imagine such arrogance and ignorance? So Almighty Allah punished them. They stayed there in that land, in that desert, remember, for 40 years. And Almighty Allah made this arrangement for them. So وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And we send down for you al-manna. Man refers to the liquid, and that is person needs liquid and solid. So for the liquid, al-manna, a liquid that was very similar to asal and very similar to honey. So direct from the heavens and the skies coming to them was salwa. And this was the solids that Almighty Allah made arrangement for them. And that was like the quail, the bird. So that is what Almighty Allah would send down for them, so they could survive there in that open desert where they stayed as a punishment for 40 years. So inshallah, we will continue with this. Few announcements. Remember, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. So try and read Surah Kahf, inshallah, the entire surah. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min an-nur ma bayn al-Jumu'atayn. Whosoever is whosoever recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, the night of Friday, day of Friday, Almighty Allah will bless him with nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday to the next Friday. And it's authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tonight and tomorrow. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. And thereafter, remember, if you go to the political scene, then the condition, situation between Russia and Israel, remember, is deteriorating. The first battle and debate that was raging on was that the foreign minister of Russia said that yes, maybe Hitler also had Jewish blood, and the Jutlas and the Jews were very, very upset and furious about that. Then yesterday, one of their top politicians said, the Russians, that they are Israeli mercenaries who are being paid money, meaning, so you call them mercenaries, who are coming there to Ukraine and joining the far right, the extremist party, and fighting against the Russians. So for us as Muslims, remember, this is very good. We want, there must be a ties must deteriorate between Russia and, remember, Israel. Because whenever Israel decides, they just go and attack there in Syria and so forth. So we hope and pray, inshallah, that they make one mistake and then Russia can clean them up to a great extent. You must remember that, because they know, they were always frightened. America is frightened for Russia. So therefore, they will not come inside. They will always send their proxies and so forth. So anyway, we made it very clear. That time there was Hitler. So today we have a modern day Hitler and we support him. Make no mistake about that. They're all haramis. They all are bees. Remember that. But in this case, we will support Putin because he's giving America a bloody nose, NATO a good thrashing, and Israel is now in the mix. So come more and more, and Putin will not back down. He's going to show the West a lesson. He's got the axe to grind. You must remember that you, America, and the Taliban and Mujahideen of that time, you'd let us, the whole Soviet Union, disintegrate. So he wants America must also fall. And that will be the hidden agenda. And fall it must, because in al-batila kana zahuqa, anything based on falsehood must perish. So we hope and pray, Almighty Allah, protect the Uyghur Muslims there in China and may alleviate their plight and help all the Muslims who are oppressed in different parts of the world. Almighty Allah, protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. Again, you saw what Hamas leader, I'll send it out today, inshallah, Ismail Haniyeh said. He said, oh, Jutlas, try your tricks again one more time in Masjid al-Aqsa, and every synagogue of yours in the world will be under attack. And your cemeteries, everything, we will desecrate. So remember that they is justified to say all this. You come, you destroy our mosque, you steal our mosque, you steal our land, you occupy everything of ours. Occupation is terrorism. So that's the only language that they will understand. It's a war situation. And therefore, I say, you can quote me any part of the world. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, and all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
There's a listener saying here that... what's your take on Hamas? Should we follow them or not? Because I heard they also were the Israelis. Please clarify this, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All the questions, I have Quran Sharif in my hand, which Maulana Arafat asked. I don't see them. They just come and Maulana Arafat asked. So I just mention about Hamas now. So you must remember, you need to know Hamas is a resistance movement. But the Jutlas and their press and America and the Western press will tell you they are a militant group. They are a terrorist group. You come, you steal my house. You occupy my farm. You occupy my land. Now you want to negotiate the outbuilding. So what must I do? I'm asking you. Obviously, I'm going to resist. Obviously, I will fight back. So that is Hamas. Their founder, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, rahimahullah. And remember the person who martyred and murdered him, It was Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, the butcher of Beirut. Good riddance to him. He can rot in hell. So that is Ariel Sharon. So we say he's a war criminal. And Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, paraplegic, but was murdered by the Israelis and by Ariel Sharon, extrajudicial killing and so forth. Nevertheless, so we support Hamas. One thing we must understand is this, they are Ahlu Sunnah. But when the Arab countries don't want to assist them with arms and ammunition, they support them with money and so forth, few of them like Qatar and so forth. So that also Almighty Allah reward Qatar and few other countries, Muslim countries, Arab countries. But you see the other Arab countries, they are siding with Israel, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's Emirates, whether it's Bahrain, whether it's Morocco, and so forth and so on. And everybody knows our verdict that we say the rulers are out of the fold of Islam. So remember, this is treachery against Islam, and they are traitors against Islam, and they have become traitors for the Palestinian cause. So that's one issue. Second issue, what is the truth we have to speak? Whether people like or not like. I told you, Ramadan time, we're not the Maghrib Adhan to make people happy. We are here to propagate the truth and propagate true Islam. Iran, you know my take on Iran, and I've been to Iran, and we say, you must remember, we don't agree with them on 90% of the issues, but Iran has given and supplied Hamas a lot of arms and ammunition. For that, we must praise Iran. Remember, what is the truth we have to speak? Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا It don't mean if you hate a people or a nation that you don't do justice with them. You have to do justice with your enemies also. If the Jutla Israel does something good for the Muslims, we will say that the Israelis did good. So that is what Islam teaches us. So Iran has supplied them a lot of arms and ammunition. Therefore, the Israelis are very hesitant now. They don't want another war, because they know the Muslims are prepared to give their lives, the Palestinians, and for them, if one, two Jutlas have to die, remember, they're only 15 million, 15.2, 15.3 million Jews in the world, and this is mentioned in Haaretz newspaper, half of them in Israel. So therefore, for them, and we over 1 billion or 1 billion or more, so... Therefore, they are very, very skeptical now and frightened also just to go and attack Gaza and so forth. So we support Hamas. Anybody who fights for Palestine, we will support them. Remember that. That is our take on that issue.
Ustaz, there was about 6 to 7 questions this morning on my program regarding that Shawwal. Somebody says, also, I have many years of Qadha fast to catch up. Can I make my 6 fast of Shawwal first, before I start with my qadha, because we only have 1 month to fast the 6 days we start?
Remember, today, sorry about that, today, inshallah al-Aziz, between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock, we will have our fiqh program, our program on jurisprudence. My brother, our colleague, Maulana Zahid Khan, has taken leave for 1 week. So 7 to 9, you will hear Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. And 11 to 12 today will be Brother Suleiman Esop with me in the studio. So all these issues regarding Shawwal, we will discuss. Briefly, there are 3 issues. Number one is this. The hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim and Ibn Majah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reporter is Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, man sama Ramadan, who kept the fast of Ramadan. You can see there's a condition. Thumma adba'ahu sittam min shawwal. Thereafter, you follow it up with the 6 fasts of Shawwal, whether you keep it, you understand, consecutively, intermittently. Kana ka siyam iddahar, kana ka sawm iddahar. These are words. then you receive the reward of fasting the whole year. Yesterday, somebody sent out a message. He said that you kept 30 fasts, so it becomes 300 days. You keep the 6 fasts, so it becomes 365. He totally wrong that. So you must remember the maximum amount of days in the Islamic calendar, which will never really happen, but it's 360 days, because you have 30 days per Islamic month. So 12 times 30 is 360. So you need every month to be 30. So it won't happen like that. 1-2 months definitely will be 29. But nevertheless, that is the hadith to inspire us, motivate us to fast. So no, that's wrong. You must keep your qada fast first. It's like giving out charity and not paying your debts. So you must remember this type of thing. So one is the Shawwal fast. Second one is the nikah. The best time to get married, remember, is the month of Shawwal. The hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married. The nikah took place of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha in Shawwal. The Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married Umm Salama radiallahu anha also during the month of Shawwal. Hence, Shawwal is the best month to get married. I also got married Shawwal, 10th of Shawwal. The date, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah took place with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And third thing you should understand about Shawwal, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat, the months of Hajj are well known. So what are the months of Hajj? Min Eidin ila Eidin. From one Eid till the next Eid, from first Shawwal, Eidul Fitr, to 10th of Zulhijjah, and that is, remember, Eidul Adha. So today, if a person fastens Ihram and goes into the state of consecration, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, I'm making intention for Hajj, for Ifrad Hajj or Qiran Hajj and so forth. So all that would be permissible and acceptable. So these are the three main issues regarding the month of Shawwal. But we will discuss it in detail. Inshallah, the program will be broadcast live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, and on Sirius FM between 11 and 12 today, inshallah.
Somebody says that, tell Mufti Sahab that, does Mufti Sahab know that the DA is a threat to the Palestinian Ustad?
So that is not the secret, my brother. You must remember, yesterday somebody asked, why did Stern go there to Ukraine and so forth? So I said that you must remember the day the DA were born, and before that it was the Democratic Party, and before that it was the PD, whatever, PFP, PEC for Perth, you know. So if you study the opposition party from time of Helen Swisman and so forth, 100% they were, you must remember, supporting Israel. So that everybody knows that. And an easy way for us as Muslims to wake up and understand the politics of South Africa, you know, I got nothing to do with any party. I don't vote, you must remember that nowadays. So we voted, they didn't help anything. We just wasted our time, actually. So you must remember that the point I want to make is this, that, you know, South Africa, the apartheid, they had the white townships and the elite areas, then the Indian township, colored township, and then black African township. You take Johannesburg Central, whites under apartheid. Then you take Lanesia, the land of Asia for the Asians and Indians. Then next to us, El Dorado Park, so the place for the coloreds. Then not far from us, Soweto for the Africans and so. So that was the apartheid mentality. Apartheid is a crime against humanity. So now when the Muslims who move into the white areas, you know, so there's 100 families, 200 families, now they want the mosque, a masjid. The first people to object will be the DA and their supporters. So we all know, you can look at the track record. So remember, therefore, I say, I never ever voted in my life for ANC. I never ever voted in my life for DA or EFF for that matter. So you must remember, we are very clear. And whatever I speak is live on air. And then we make podcasts and we send it out. We're transparent, my brother.
I see brother Ahmed, of course, known as Alfred. He says that Uncle AK, my friend, say we cannot have fish and milk together. They say it's in the scriptures. Please explain. Ahmed, Ustad.
My brother Ahmed, how's father, mother doing? Amin, Uncle Amin and Auntie Amina. I say Abu Ahmed and Umme Ahmed on Eid day, mashallah, they embrace Islam. I hope you had a wonderful, spiritual, uplifting Eid, my brother Ahmed. It was wonderful, wonderful, our side. Almighty Allah bless you, bless your parents, everybody. And I hope every day they are listening to our program. You know, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was one of the greatest companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, then the fourth one is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the son-in-law of the Master alaihi wasallam. People told him, Sayyidina Ali, give us long, long lectures. He said, no, I will give you small, small doses. If I give you long, long one, then it might become overdose, you see. So I hope you're listening to our small, small doses, daily doses every day, and make sure your parents also must listen. Now you, Ahmed, you need to be very careful about these type of issues. And all of you Muslims, I just told you that in the beginning, when we spoke about the verse, chapter 20, verse 79, be very careful from whom you are imbibing and acquiring your deen and Islam. Because Sayyidina Pharaoh, وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ, the Pharaoh, he led his people astray. Now our people, Indian Muslims, they will tell you that you can't have fish and milk and all this. Is that in the Quran? No, it's not in the Quran. Is that in the Hadith or Sunnah, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet, peace be upon him? Quran is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Is it mentioned in the Hadith? No, it's not mentioned. Did any Sahabi, companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say so? No, nobody said so. So where did this come from, my brother Ahmadu? You see, I like to make your name Ahmadu. So you must keep on praising Almighty Allah. If people ask you what's your name, you must say Ahmad. But I call you Ahmadu. You know, we went through a long journey, Ramadan, mashallah. So Ahmadu, you must tell them AK. Don't call me Uncle AK. I don't like Uncle. You just say AK, it's fine. So you must leave all these big, big titles and all. So remember that you must tell the people that is not in the Quran, is not in scripture, is not in the Sunnah and teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, is not what the Sahaba and the beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salam. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the student, you must remember, of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned it in a Tibbun Nabawi, that the book he wrote regarding prophetic medicine and so forth, in there he mentioned some hakim. You know, these doctors and so forth, not the Western doctors, call them Eastern doctors. So they said, from their perspective and their experiments and so forth, for a person, any person, Muslim, non-Muslim, to have, you must remember, fish and milk together is not good from a health perspective. It got nothing to do with Islam. I have it, you must remember, milk and fish, and nothing happens. So remember, you know, that all this year got nothing to do with Islam, is how some people will tell you. If you go to the doctors, I'm telling you the fact. I went to one doctor, I asked him, Doc, you know what? Me, I love my egg, right? I must have egg every day, breakfast time. I'm speaking of besides Ramadan, obviously. But even Ramadan, I must have, Sahri time. So throughout the year, I have eggs. He said, no, it's very bad for cholesterol and this and all that. I said, okay. Then I go to another doctor, I ask him, Doc, what you say? He says, it's very good, you must have it. You see, among themselves also, they have difference of opinion. So these are medical issues, you must remember. It's got nothing to do with Islam, brother Ahmadu. So today, you have your milk and you have your fish. You see, have the hake fish. Or if you're in Cape Town, they say the snookies. You see, so you, whichever one you like, so you have it. Islamically, there's no problem. People must not bring their own culture and say that is Islam. That's a wrong thing to do and a disservice to Islam. Always verify what you are teaching to people.
Somebody says here that please clarify on Erdogan. As he met with MBS, he handed over the Khashoggi case to Saudi and now he's sending back the Syrian refugees because of anti-immigrant sentiments rising in the country. Ustad.
You must remember, whether it's Erdogan or whether it's whoever in this day and this age, they all look at their youth. That's why, what is the religion of politicians? What is the religion of politicians? Expediency. You know what is expediency? What they feel is right at that time, at that place. Whether it's for Islam, against Islam, that's the last thing on their mind. So now Erdogan got three issues. Issue number one, he wants Turkey to become part of the Union, European Union, the EU, right? That's one challenge he's facing. And they will dictate the terms. Then only can he become, you must remember, part of the European Union. Then second one, that the ailing economy. So you must remember, economy there is going down and down and so forth. And third one, you must remember, in the Jamal Khashoggi case and so forth, now he wants to cut deals with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states. So they have the trump card as far as the money goes. So they told him, fine, forget all this Khashoggi case, hand everything to us. Then he met MBS and he made Umrah and everything. So as far as I'm concerned, on all these issues, we don't agree with him. But at the same time, compared to the other Muslim rulers and Arab rulers, he's a much better person. He has some love for Islam and Muslims, and you can see what he did in Turkey. So for that we must give him due. But those political decisions, expediency, we don't agree with him at all. That building ties, you must remember, with Israel, and now trying to, you understand, curry favor with the Saudis and forgetting about the Khashoggi. Nobody can forget about Khashoggi. That was premeditated murder. They made, you must remember, Kurbani of the person. They sliced him up, you must remember. For what? Because he criticized them. So what? Every person is going to criticize you. And they must criticize you because you're not even Muslim. MBS and so forth. We must be clear on these issues. We don't curry favor with any person, any politician, any organization, and any government. Our aim must be to promote Islam without fear and favor and defend Islam. The problem today is, you must remember, that people look at expediency and then they get disgraced and so forth. That is what happens everywhere.
I see the brother says here, brother in Islam says, but you say you will never support ANC because they are corrupt, right? So Putin is also corrupt, isn't? So I know you're going to say that you told him that he's wrong. Please refrain your statement to start, brother in Islam.
Brother, you're totally upside down. You don't understand what is politics and so forth. You see, selective quoting is very dangerous. I say all of them are haramis. Why you don't say that? So you must remember, I say a whole lot of them are haramis, are bees. But in this instance, we will support the modern Hitler. And I use that word deliberately because it's sending a message to the Jutlas. They don't like to hear about Hitler. But the modern day Hitler is teaching them a lesson, and Almighty Allah teaches us. You see, you don't understand Quran, Hadith, nothing. You hear selectively. You must check your one ear properly also. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Almighty Allah puts one zalim upon the other zalim. So Almighty Allah lets one dictator fight against the other one. So let them skopskit and donor, let them fight. What is God to do with us? But we must know who to support. You must remember, when I told you already in the 90s, I'll never vote for the ANC, you were the people to oppose me the most. When I told you, how could you bring the politicians here to the Eidgah, then the people were swearing me. But today, now you're turning and say what I said is right. So you must understand these things here. But the Muslim Ummah today, 80%, what? They don't even understand Islam. What are you going to understand politics? Okay, one more question.
Somebody says, Mufsa, please tell the listeners that Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha is still Fard after Ramadan. Since Eid, from 400 Musallis, we only have 6. Our masjid is not closed after Ramadan, Ustad.
Now look at that. The brother, if he's speaking the truth, what an indictment. Fajr time, 400 people used to come to the masjid, and now 6 people come. You see, you know Moshi Dayan. Moshe Dayan was a small Dajjal, mm-hmm. and his one eye used to be covered and all that. In 67, they won the war against the Arabs and so forth. So the army came right to Al-Aqsa. Then he said, we stop here. So people, and his book also, you can read something about it. So his biography and so. He said that, don't you fear these Arabs? He said, till they don't read their five words. I'm just paraphrasing it. Mm-hmm. So you must remember, till they don't read their five daily salat, till then we will always beat them. Mm-hmm. And till they don't fill this Masjidul Aqsa, like how they fill it Ramadan time and special occasions and so forth, till then we don't have anything to worry about. And it's the truth. I'll tell you quickly one anecdote. When I was there, I've been five times to Aqsa with Allah's help. So when I used to stay in the hotel, I still remember the owner of that hotel. So his name was Suleiman. So I used to go Fajr time to the masjid. It's dark, you know. So he told me, are you crazy? I said, what? He said, a Jew will shoot you. I said, Alhamdulillah, if he shoot me, I pass away, a shaheed, a martyr. So he couldn't understand. He said, but don't you know it's dangerous to go? When I used to go there in Aqsa initially in 1989, and so forth. Maybe one surf, two surfs only, Fajr time. You see? I mean, I used to cry so many times, Ya Allah, this is the third most important masjid, but see what is the condition. But now things are changing, Alhamdulillah, for the better. So this Quran Sharif calls istiqama. Inna alladhina. I give you one Quranic verse, one hadith, and one saying. That Quran Sharif tells us, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, thumma istiqamu. That when you say and believe Almighty Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, and provider, and you remain steadfast, you continue right through the season, right through the year, with the good deeds, you abstain from the haram, then in this world, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Then the angels will come to me and you with the grace of Allah and mercy of Allah. Tell us no fear, no sadness. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. And they will give glad tidings of Jannah. Sometime you there, the person in the last stages, he smiles or she smiles and they leave the world. They already got the news of Jannah. حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى Allah's hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّى. The most beloved action of a person by Allah is the one where there's consistency. And even though Ramadan we were reading more Quran, now we read Quran but daily, even though a small portion, we read less, but that is the most beloved. You know, if you go to Baghdad, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is buried, remember next to him is Bishr al-Hafi, the sage of the age is buried. He used to say, Bi'is al-Qawm, horrible, terrible indeed are the people, La ya'arifuna Allah illa fi Ramadan. They only worship and recognize Allah in Ramadan. What is the sign our Ramadan is accepted? We continue with the good deeds after Ramadan. What is the sign our Ramadan is rejected? We go back to the evil ways after Ramadan. May Allah have mercy. 11 to 12, inshallah, the fiqh lesson, jurisprudence. 1 to 2, tafsir. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.